We're hearing more and more all the time about surgical options to tackle obesity, which has been spreading in our society. But there are risks that go with that surgery that sometimes aren't evident.
Well, this is the case with any kind of surgery, Mark, especially when you start off with a particularly new procedure or a new approach to a medical problem. And so what people have to keep in mind is that, as with any surgeries that started up, the same thing that happened with, for example, gallbladder surgery that they did with scopes at the beginning, there were more complication rates and until the procedure was perfected. As with anything that anybody does, the more you do something and the more effectively you do it and you audit it and you make sure that you're continually improving things, the less complications you have. So we have to first determine what the known risks and benefits are of doing a procedure. Many of the people that are going for bariatric surgery have exhausted all the options with respect to trying to lose weight and are at a point where if nothing is done, they run the risk of kidney damage, heart attacks, hypertension doesn't come down, their high cholesterol levels are not coming down, they have sleep apnea, they're depressed. I mean, there's a whole slew of issues that revolve around not treating morbid obesity in situations where something needs to be done. So for our listeners, it's important to know what the complication rates are at surgical centers. And you have the right, obviously, to ask, what is your complication rate? What kind of complications do you have? How does that compare to the gold standards in other centers? What is the death rate of this procedure? And where, you know, where do you go from there? You know, what you have to ask your surgeon if you're being referred, what procedure are you going to be doing? Because there are different procedures involved in bariatric surgery, where the gold standard is something called the Roux-en-Y procedure. There are others that are stomach stapling and others that may not necessarily give the effect and may have greater complication rates. So it really is institution-dependent, Mark, with regards to complications. And there are many centers that have very, very low rates, whereas other ones where they are just starting up may not necessarily have or approach the same low level of complication rate simply because they haven't done enough procedures.
Yeah, it's not just the procedures that are new in some cases, but the people doing them are new to the procedure, or the center where they're operating might be new because this is such a burgeoning field, right?
Well, that's exactly it. So, you know, there are centers in Toronto, for example, that have done thousands of procedures where the complication rates are extremely low. And again, many of the centers, you also have to consider, are they studying? Are they ensuring that what they are doing is not just copying the procedures from other centers and just staying at the status quo, but are they looking to refine and improve things as they go? Are they auditing? Are they trying to figure out what works well and what isn't? And some centers do this better than others. And so, again, this information is relatively readily available. Just by looking at the number of procedures done, you can find out which centers have better complication rates in terms of lower complication rates. And they will tell you this. It's not a matter of hiding it. It's a matter of just asking and finding out what it is.
So do your homework.
Absolutely.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.